we've seen over the past few years how technology is playing more and more of a role when it comes to transportation, particularly public transit. For instance, people using apps to find out when their vehicle is coming or to pay their fares and things like that. And obviously, during this pandemic, we've seen people switch from going into an office and working from home remotely. But all of those things require fairly robust internet system where you can have access, good cellular coverage. I would imagine in many of the rural areas that your agencies serve, that doesn't exist. So how do you use technology, and what is the role of technology when it comes to rural and tribal transportation?
It is kind of fascinating. First of all, it's really, really important. And there really is a need for more consistent broadband access. But technology, as we know, is very quick to respond to issues. So I was mentioning about the Kimball Transit story. They implemented a really simple data capture and management tool that allowed them to allocate trips, capture pre-trip, post-trip information, and had AVL integrated into the tablet. And that if you were out of range, it would just reconnect when it got in, and it kept the information if they were out of range. It does keep the information when they're out of range. So the technology is sort of gap filled. And in the Eastern Band of Cherokee, they hadn't realized this, but their riders were sharing information when they were on the bus through texting, because it takes less data to move a text than it does to have a phone call. So that opened up, immediately that transit manager was like, hey, if we need to get a hold of people, when we're on a trip or we're, driving, we can have text happening. And so people are generally very practical, and that the issues, one of the things I was talking about partnering with these other federal agencies, I spent a bunch of time working with, CAMHSA to get the Google Transit visible on their site, because they were using just the map, but they weren't, and you could click into that and you could get driving directions. But wait a second. You can click into that and get transit directions. And one of the things that's really key is helping rural transits that are able, if they're a fixed route or deviated fixed, to get into Google Transit so that when people are looking for transit, they see it. And they don't have to call the senior center or the community center, or know they need to call, or go 10 clicks into the city website to find it. So the technology can be a really great way of being visible where people are looking for you. And we try to assist people with getting visible in GTFS and our partners. So when SAMHSA redid their site, they put a little Google graphic that when you click on it, it'll take you into the directions and into the transit directions. And now my example for them was I showed them Manhattan, Kansas, how to get to a treatment facility in Manhattan, Kansas. And I was like, there you go. And you wouldn't think necessarily that there was a system there that could help you, but that's the first step, is seeing what's there and having that accessible to everybody. The transportation in rural areas is very multimodal. I lived out in La Grande, Oregon, which is a population of about 13,000, that is about 150 miles from any place that is MPO size. So the people in the area, I noticed this, people would get on their bikes to go to the grocery store or to go to coffee in the morning. And when I talked to other people about it, they were like, oh yeah, there's a lot more cyclists and, at recreation. And I said, no, when somebody at 6 in the morning on a one speed wearing jeans, that's not recreational cycling. And I would see, older women with groceries hanging off their handlebars. That is not recreation. And when it was snowing, my office, I worked at the DOT, I looked and there was on the sidewalk in the middle of winter, there would be multiple trails of people walking in the snow. Mm-hmm. So, the thing is for us, whether we're large or small, to think about how people are traveling and see how we can help them travel. And so that, I think technology can help us by helping us find routes, find vehicles, helping, I think, help the smaller systems capture the information and do their reporting for FTA easier and more efficiently so that they have more time to build the relationships they need in their communities and can really work to focus on serving that community and knowing what the community wants rather than, oh my gosh, did I put in my NTD report correctly? And so there's just a lot of, I think, opportunity with rural areas to help people implement planning that integrates those pieces and then building a system that is really responsive to the community.